The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond. The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Ultra-fast broadband, perfect for busy homes to be online at the same time.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you. It's Monday morning, the 16th of March, 2020. How are you all doing today of all days? Well, good news is, in this part of the country, and hopefully all around the country, it's a beautiful day outside. And certainly waking up this morning and heading down to the sea to take some footage of that beautiful view of the country when it's at its most beautiful, you'll see that. Now, that's not to say that we don't have to talk about everything else. So in the next hour, what we'll do is we'll bring you some good news stories. We've got some gorgeous observations of people doing good things around the country. We want to share those with you. And if there's any news or developments that you feel that, or at least we feel we should share with you, of course we'll do that along the way, because this is one hell of a rolling story. That's the truth. And not an easy story for everybody. We know that now. And it's not getting much easier for people. So we just keep it together and keep going. I'm weirdly today, I'm going to start with the word domino. And the reason I'm mentioning the word domino is because sometimes I think we forget the effect we can and could have on each other as people. And the domino, in a set of dominoes, one falls and has an immediate effect on every other domino that falls. And we are, at the moment, all wonderful citizens, compatriots, people who care for each other and love each other and want to mind each other. But if you don't do what you have to do, you're going to have a domino effect on somebody else who's going to feel it. If you don't heed the warnings from sane, educated, informed people on hse.ie or other informed news sites, you will actually cause damage and possibly death to people who you love. You need to be careful and you need to think about the domino effect. You might think you're invincible and you might think you'll live forever. And indeed you might, and we wish you well. But you must be careful, because two dominoes down, they're not as fortunate as you. And they'll feel it 10 times worse, to a point that's detrimental to their well-being and their livelihood and who they are. So just tread carefully with the domino. The domino of decency is the only domino that needs to fall in this country at the moment. And with that, we march on together and sort out each other's problems and treat it as a shared issue rather than one that's just on your own doorstep. The other thing I want to say to everyone is something briefly about worrying. Worrying is completely normal. Worrying is completely acceptable at this time. But I would say to you one thing, don't worry yourself into a frenzy, because if it hasn't arrived at your front door, and it hasn't arrived at a lot of front doors, so many, well, then it's not there. So the problem isn't with you just yet. If it has, of course, you need to worry, you need to be concerned, you need to try and fix it, and we're thinking of you today. But if not, look around you. Look at the things we were talking about last week about how to spend the time. You can still go for walks or hikes or swim in the sea necessarily. There are lots of things you can do. We talked about this last night. I went on Instagram, and I'll say it to you, I don't mind saying it straight away, Instagram is a useful point for me at this point to communicate to you off beyond radio and TV. And as requested and as promised, I put up a little story on the Insta story. It's Insta Tubridy is the address. If you want to go there, you'll see it, of the books I promised I'd recommend. And the feedback has been just so positive and warm. And people are now going to start reading and picking up different books. And I promise what I do, so I put in five little pictures of the different books, and I've saved them to the highlights, so they're there. They won't disappear in a day. That's one thing. And I'll tell you what those are. And the world's going to put them on Facebook. So these are book suggestions and things you can do. Later on today, I'm going to do another one for children. Children's books and what children should be doing. I've also another plan to do some reading of children's stories, which I'll bring to you in the next few days in terms of what that plan is. Like Jack and Ori, for those of you of a certain generation, remember that. I'm thinking of trying to put something together along those lines to keep everyone going. And also that could be a gateway to more reading and more engagement with that world. Baking. That was a pretty nice thing to do over the weekend. Even last night I put a half a jug of cold tea in with the mixed fruit, put it in the fridge overnight with a view to making a tea brack from an ICA cookbook I dusted down and took out with my trusty assistant at home, who is makes Mrs. Hinch look like a filthy person, such as is the cleaning that's been going on, the domesticated sense of keeping the place decontaminated. Jesus, the houses must be the tidiest and cleanest houses on the planet Earth around the place. And that's a good thing. But back to the baking. Pancakes, as I said to you, simple things. Flour, eggs, butter, sugar, milk. Not that expensive. Things you can pull together. Fairy cakes are easy to make. Victoria sponges are easy to make. A little bit of cream, a little bit of jam. You can do all sorts of things. So dust down the cookbooks. Go easy on the flour. If you're buying flour, don't buy 6 bags of flour. Just buy 2. I noticed the flour was quite hard to come by on the shelves yesterday. But just go easy on all of these things. And before you know it, you're reconnecting with all the basics in life. And that's great. Now, another thing I want to address, it's just these are so many observations I'm making over the weekend, even though I didn't see a whole heap of people this weekend, but I did a lot of walking and people are so nice. And I did have one cup of coffee at one stage in a coffee shop on my own. And there was a lovely lady 2 tables down and we talked and then I walked and we had a lovely chat. And my point I'm making is that when you see people, I don't know what, of even particularly of a certain vintage, a little older, if they're on their own, be sure to acknowledge them. I think that's a very small and very big thing. I found myself almost trying to go out of my way to catch the eye of a couple of people I felt were just going out just to go out. I felt a lot of people were going out because they felt they had to for their mental health. They felt they had to for their, because they'd be stuck indoors. They mightn't have contact with people a lot. A lot of family may be living in different counties or different countries. These people need to be protected and they need to be minded. And hear about this. They need to be greeted. Say hello. Smile. Brighten a day. And these are the small and yet huge things. So keep going. And keep that idea of kindness alive. It's not expensive. It's not a bad thing to do. Welcome, by the way, all the pub staff and the catering staff who are in a difficult situation this morning. If you're joining us for it, normally you would be in bed probably after a tough night at the pub that you're in. All the pubs closed down around the country. I never thought in my life that I'd see such a thing, and I'm not saying that in a jokey way. Actually, I just think it's another part of this phenomenon that we're dealing with as a country. But there's a lot of economic difficulty coming down the track for a lot of people. There's no hiding it, and there's no dressing it up, and there's no trying to pretend it's not happening. But we welcome you this morning. If you're having a cup of coffee and your nerves are a bit fraught, we're with you, and that's the whole point. We are with you as a country. And we hope that you get that sense of wind in your sails, that it's not just, we're not just here having the crack. We are trying to let you know that we're on your side. And I think that's very, very important. Now, there have been lovely stories in the middle of all the crazy. And let me tell you, the one that I just want to mention first and foremost is, I don't know if you remember on the Late Late Show a few months ago when we spoke to Munster rugby hero Billy Holland and his wife, Lanley, and they talked to us about Emmeline, their daughter, who didn't survive too long, but yet will always live in the memory. They had a baby last night, and it's the best news, and Billy was in touch with me to say that Matthew Connor Holland has arrived, as he describes Matthew as a gift from Emmeline, and he's proud, and they're proud, and they're happy, and the baby's there in the picture. You can see it if you go to Billy Holland's Twitter feed, and it's just such a good news story. I mean, I couldn't be happier for 2 more beautiful people and their family. So congratulations to them. You know, their appearance on the Late Late Show, they ratcheted up massive, thanks to you listening and viewing, nearly 700,000 euro for Crumlin, which was just a beautiful result from that. So thank you for that. God, I feel like I've been spending a lot of time in Munster Rugby because we had obviously Olive Foley and her friend, Sister Helen, and Alan Quinlan on the Late Late Show on Friday night, an absolutely elegant lady, and told her story so well, thinking of her this morning, and her sons, as now that they're all off, and thanks to everybody who worked behind the scenes at all the levels, and indeed guests who appeared on the Late Late Show on Friday for putting that together. We're hoping to bring you another one on Friday, and we're hoping to and we will be bringing you, I hope, a radio show every day, and just onwards, on it goes. So let me just give you a sense of what's been coming in over the last couple of days in terms of bits and pieces of information. I see David Coleman, who was with us on Friday night also, very decently. He's doing a Facebook Live Q&A tonight between 8 and 9. I think that'll be very useful for people with children who are anxious. So that's David Coleman, Facebook Live between 8 and 9 tonight. That's good of him. Also, the purchase of books. I mean, I mentioned all the books that I was recommending, from Anthony Horowitz to Patricia Gibney to Robert Harris to Joe Nesbo, and then a few closer to home, the John Connolly, Joseph O'Connor type books. They're all there, as I say, now on our Facebook page, on Instagram, for recommendations. But bookshops need to be supported. I was in one the other day and they were saying that book sales are absolutely soaring because people realise that they're going to be indoors. So what better thing to do than pick up a book? But Bob Johnson, who runs a beautiful bookshop called the Gutter Bookshop in Dublin, expects to be closed till March 31st, at least, I suppose. But the online shop remains open, which is great. So just if you want to support a small business that is doing big work, get on to the Gutter. It's gutterbookshop.com, that you'll find yourself able to purchase a book online. And then they have a click and collect thing that allows you to collect parcels safely from either of their shops during the shutdown. So well done to them. That's a great thing to do. So well done, Bob. John Ronson, who wrote one of my favourite books on media of recent times called So You've Been Publicly Shamed, which I thought was a terrific book on the madness of online media, anti-social media. He says, you know me, he says, I basically can't stand Twitter and think Twitter feels the same about me after my book. But I've got a feeling it's going to be more helpful and psychologically good during the next couple of weeks than it's been in years. So we might have, this is what we call the corona bounce, what I call it, where there are upsides to it. And that could be one. Also, other former guests on various programmes we've done down through the years, journalist Una Mullally, she says, I'm doing the old school Irish thing of putting a candle in the window for anyone ill or scared or worrying or grieving in the world tonight and their families and friends. Let's send some light their way. And Cecilia Hearn picked up and she did the same thing and posted a picture of it. Candles in the windowsill. For people alone or anxious. I think it's quite a nice thing to do. It's kind of kind. So I'll do that tonight too, in solidarity with people who are feeling a little bit low or unloved. They might see the candle and realise, okay, people actually give a damn. So that's lovely. Supermax will provide free meals to members of the emergency services in recognition and appreciation of the effort that's being made by each and every one of them at this challenging time. Well, I mean, I can't take my hat off enough to people working on the front line in as you say, emergency services there, and our friends in the medical business. Please take some strength if you're listening to this and you're off in long night shift, that we really do appreciate what you're doing. There isn't a man or woman alive who doesn't think that what you're doing is so important, and we do appreciate it. So thank you. It's not taken for granted. On a happy note, Trevaux, T-R-E-Y-V-A-U-D-S, Trevaux on Facebook, they are going to do a very smart thing, which is on Monday night, tonight, at 4 o'clock, that's a good time to do it, they're going to put do a live Facebook Live cookery program, if you like, and they've put out what you need to buy in terms of ingredients and so on, and then they're going to cook along with you in your kitchen. I think it's a great idea. Trevaux on Facebook, just go to them for details. They suggest then, after they've told you everything you need for it, that you might need a G&T, a glass of wine, or a Ribena, depending on your age appropriate, of course. You may have seen also the every night at 8 o'clock, the people of Spain are coming onto their balconies and opening windows. And what they do is they open their windows and they're thinking of the healthcare staff, and they're thinking of all the emergency staff. So what they do is at 8 o'clock, they come to the windows to say thank you. Isn't the human spirit something? You know, whether it's music or singing or just simply this domino of decency. One window opens, another window opens, another window opens, and all the balconies start filling with people applauding to say thank you. I think that's another something very, very beautiful to point out to you this morning. Where else to go? Yeah, I just wanted to mention also there's a tendency over the weekend, I think it's important to say, that there's a tendency over the weekend of people to say, oh my God, did you read this? And they point the phone to somebody beside them and they'll read out something hysterical and utterly untrue. That has to stop. Now, I don't know how to stop it because I feel like King Canute on a tide here, but I will say we need to... the first question you have to ask when somebody shows you a hysterical thing saying the guards will be on the street tomorrow, it's shut down in Ireland, some lie, some panic, crazy. The first thing is, where did you get that from? And follow the source, and then you realise there isn't one. So just keep going to trusted news sources. That's RTE.ie or HSE.ie. And this isn't trying to be an ad. It's just because I care for everyone's, you know, health and mental health, because you'll go mad if you started reading stuff. And it's cabin fever and you'll believe anything. So just find out. If there's a big story like Ireland shutting down, it'll be on an official site very quickly so you can confirm it immediately. So just watch that stuff. The WhatsApp thing can be just dangerous in terms of nonsense. All right. So steady as she goes. That's really, really important to say that. Also, the panic buying situation, it continues apace. I noticed in the shop yesterday, picking up a few provisions or messages, as I like to call them, despite being mocked for that. I noticed that we're still hand sanitizer-less around the place. The toilet roll thing is still completely bonkers, even though there's plenty of it. So again, steady as she goes, because there is, as I keep saying, the supply lines, words I never thought I'd understand or use, but know now, are fine and it's all working. So steady and keep going. The amount of people I saw, by the way, smiling, laughing and being together as families walking around the place. I saw more skateboards, I saw more bicycles, I saw more people just out and about and getting on with it. And I just thought that's indomitably positive. That can't be a bad thing. But, you know, there was the thing I saw. I have a message there from somebody about, there it is. I won't read the whole thing because it's just somebody who's just upset because they went looking to buy baby formula. And this is another thing some people seem to be stockpiling. And you can't be doing that. Now, the good thing I saw in I think it was Dunn's yesterday, was proliferation of notices around certain shelves saying two per person. So can I, if there is a problem by in terms of trying to find formula, baby formula, do not let people buy 10 bottles of baby formula. Just don't. If you run a shop, just don't let them. Put up a sign saying two will do you or four will do you, but you don't need 10. And I think people need to understand that, because most people are being so decent about it. And so understandable. So keep that going on. And there are so many texts already, because people want to talk. And I know you're kind of stuck indoors a little bit, but people do want to talk. Jocelyn was on to say, myself and family had tickets for Vicar Street tonight for Colin McInerney. Instead of his show in Vicar Street, he did the gig from home last night and did it on Facebook Live. So we gathered and we watched and it was very special. You could see his family were there too, and his music will help us over this fragile time. I had to message you about it. We were up to speed on that, in fact, and here's a little clip from Colin McInerney's gig at home rather than Vicar Street. Now that's the way it's going to be. Strange, but that's the way it's going to be. Big congratulations, says Michael in Cork, to Lottie Ryan. I couldn't have been happier for Lottie last night. She tried so hard against adversity. She was in the dance-off twice. The other three couples were brilliant. I was particularly impressed, though, by Lottie. All these dancers were so professional and entertaining. All around, it was a great show. Thank all the participants. Yeah, we'll talk to Lottie later on. I couldn't have been happy for her. Dedicated, devoted and diligent and worthy winner. On our road, says Kat, a lot of people are going to decorate the houses, getting the kids to colour out, cut out stuff, etc. And tomorrow we can all walk around while off following social distancing guidelines and see everyone's house on St. Patrick's Day. It's a celebration without a gathering. Might be an idea for others. Great idea. It's just being on my own that gets to me. I'm 74. I have lots to do and books to read and garden to tend, but I can't manage the loneliness. Thank you for sending me that. Because you are, I was going to say you're not alone, but you are in your... It's so tough, isn't it, for people? Okay, so what you need to know is that there are people who care about you. Okay, don't be afraid to send a text. Let's try and remove the taboo of loneliness. Let's just pause for a second and say that actually it's okay to admit you're lonely. Because this is not a natural time. So it's completely normal to say, I'm not feeling too good today. So don't, these are abnormal times. So do things that you wouldn't normally do, like say, I'm lonely, can you call me? Now, there's a thing called FaceTime. Now, I know it sounds strange to say, but for a certain generation listening in, there's a thing called FaceTime. If you have a smartphone, you'll be equipped for FaceTime. Just remember those two words, FaceTime. And if you have somebody in your family who loves you and knows you and can help you, or a friend, or learn how to use FaceTime, because FaceTime essentially allows you to make a phone call while seeing the other person and seeing yourself. That's it. I know people get bamboozled. This is bamboozle free. You simply look at your phone and you see the person you love and they can see you and you talk to each other. This is what's going to, it was called, you know, there was the version of it called Skype and all that. Don't mind that for a moment. FaceTime is so easy if you have the right phone. So think about that and maybe try and get equipped for that, because that'll get you a little bit out of the shadows there. But don't be afraid to make the contact. There's nothing wrong at all, okay? Let's take a little tune now to keep us going. We'll be talking to Lottie in a few minutes' time, and we'll be talking to, actually, we'll talk to somebody else as well about a great story about just keeping the head, watching the social distancing, and keeping the show on the road. All right, line 26. We'll go with Billy Joel to start us off this morning. Well, it's great to have you with us, by the way. 51551 is the text number, and you can email ryan@rte.ie.